What's up, you sick motherfuckers? Welcome to another episode of Krueger's Corner. I'm Mike Krueger, joined by producer Todd.
Good evening.
And tonight we got some more episodes of Freddy's Nightmares for you. So we're going to get right into it. We're on season 2, episode 3, Welcome to Springwood. And in this one, in a move, a couple's belongings are switched with a gruesome strangers. Then Victorian love letters entwine a woman in murder. So, the first half of the segment, or the first half of the episode, that segment was all right. It wasn't great, but I did think that the creepy stranger taunting the wife with, you know, her own lingerie was pretty funny. And he was kind of like, definitely a creepy motherfucker. Unfortunately, though, everything outside of just that one creepy scene, or maybe two, just wasn't that compelling or interesting. So I was kind of, you know, hoping the second half would pick things up, and goddamn, the second half is by far my least favorite fucking segment that we've gotten out of any episode. I think this is honestly the worst episode out of all of them. I couldn't give a shit less about this bitch finding out these fucking Victorian love letters and like that fucking making her obsessed and her gossiping with this fucking older woman. Like, this shit was just stupid and just uninteresting. Hated it.
this is the Black Christmas remake.
Right? Like, dude, I really fucking hated, like, just... I don't know how they thought that would be interesting in the Freddy's Nightmares episode. Finding Victorian love letters and that fucking becoming like a mystery story and all this girl gossip. What the fuck? Do you feel the same, Todd?
Yeah, this one was just a turd.
Yeah.
And like I said on the last episode, season 2 is taking a dip.
Yeah.
And some people can't tolerate season 1 because of the budgets, but...
I think it's getting lower.
Yeah, this season 2, not off to a good start.
Yeah, I was hoping like at least the first half like could have went into a more interesting story with that weirdo, but just they didn't even utilize him right. They like he had one good scene, and then like the rest was just bullshit. So
yeah,
fortunately. This was a major turd in the punch bowl, and definitely if you were going to skip an episode, this would be the one to fucking do it. So let's rate it. Me personally, I mean, I can't give it anything higher than maybe a 1.5, and that's being generous. Because not even like, you know what? Fuck that, actually. 1 out of 5, because the Freddy didn't even have any good fucking bookmarks or anything.
Yeah, well, I'm a 1 also. This is just the bottom of the barrel so far. From Ken Wiederhorn, it's crazy because he also did Eyes of a Stranger, which is great.
Did he really?
Yeah, but he's also done some turds like Meatballs Part 2, which I do love, but it is garbage. Dark Tower, King Frat, but he's also done Shockwaves and Return of the Living Dead too. So go figure.
I actually haven't seen Return of the Living Dead 2.
A lot of people have a lot of nostalgia for that, which I am included. I don't know. Are you a big fan of the first one?
I haven't watched it in a very, very long time. Okay. I think now that I'm more into the punk scene, I would probably like it more. But it's just, I think I saw it maybe, I've seen it maybe 3 times. And the last time I saw it, I was probably like 12.
Okay. Well, Pugs. Well, Pugs, you know, he's not the fan. Chris loves that movie. Part 2 is very much like if you were at the right age, you're going to love it because the kid's a lead. So it's more, you know, Monster Squad than, you know, punk.
Yeah. All right. Fair enough. Tar Man, I mean, in the first one, like he's definitely one of the coolest zombies of all fucking time.
Agreed.
All right. So fucking now that we're done.
Maybe we'll torture Pugs into a franchise show in the future.
That wouldn't be a terrible idea. It would probably get Chris to shut up about it too. So, we would definitely would have to have Chris on for that one.
Oh yeah.
So now moving on to episode 4, photo finish. And in this one, a photographer's attempt to make a comeback turns deadly. And then the FBI agent recreates a crime. So, first off, very, very, very fucking excited for a Halloween episode because season one's Halloween episode with Mariska Hargitay, my favorite episode out of the whole series.
It is.
Freddy's Tricks and Treats. Just, I thought it was fantastic. And this Freddy in a Halloween setting alone is amazing. And everything else about that episode just elevated it. So, was very excited. I will say this doesn't live up to the last Halloween episode, but it was very good. I definitely loved watching Freddy carve a pumpkin with his glove and, you know, he opens the lid and the fucking severed head's in it. Shit like that always pops me. The first photography scene, I wasn't really that crazy about because, you know, Freddy didn't really get to do anything. But the second one, when he ends up stabbing that chick with the wooden stake, really fucking cool. Also, just Freddy in a mummy costume. I mean, that was just fucking awesome. Yeah. And when he stabs that photographer, like, that motherfucker pulls a Roddy Piper with his glove and just fucking both eyes. And she just, and the way she sells it with, and the blood, you know, coming out of her, from her hands covering her face, thought that was really, really brutal, actually. And like, kind of fucked up and well done. So, and then the way you see her eyes all hollowed out afterwards was actually really creepy looking.
That was cool.
I popped really hard for that. So I loved the first half. Second half was also pretty good. It started a little rocky, but once you realize this dude just made his Freddie just made this dude kill his whole fucking family. It kind of set in like, damn, this is actually kind of fucked up. And we also got this really nice throat slit at the end that was just, it was brutal and it didn't look like, it looked like almost too good for TV, if that makes sense, to where like it was, there was a lot of blood and it looked nasty and I popped pretty hard for it. So yeah, good episode. Definitely, you know, one of the better ones. Upper half, I would say in the upper half of the Freddy episodes. And yeah, highly recommend this one. But what about you, Todd?
Yeah, definitely my favorite episode of season two.
Yeah.
I don't think I'd put it over any of the season one Freddy episodes. I'm trying to think. There's the two.
Okay, so the prequel, the sisters one, the Halloween one. What was the fourth
one? I'm trying to remember what the fourth one was.
It wasn't the one where the chick's obsessed with Freddy, is it?
I'm pulling up. I know padded Freddy. Safe Sex.
Yeah, that one wasn't that. I would take it over Safe Sex for sure.
Yeah, they're pretty close for me on these two. But I do think this one might be a little bit above. For me. Tom DeSimone directed it, who directed Hell Night. And
no shit. Yeah. Well, that makes fucking sense.
And also Reform Schoolgirls and Angel 3 or a couple other of his cult ones. But yeah, it's the best episode of season two so far.
Did you guys do an Angel franchise show?
No, but I'm always willing to.
We should.
That is a genre that disappeared. The scrappy hooker in the streets of LA or New York. We don't get those anymore.
I mean, the closest thing we got was Dark Glasses, to be honest with you. Mm. She was pretty, I mean, that Diana in that movie is pretty kind of a hard ass.
Yeah, she's a prostitute in the league, but there's a certain genre that you don't get anymore that is more like Angel and that's the only thing I can think of right now. Streets. In the 90s, there was just weird glut of like Streets is the one Christina Applegate plays a hooker who lives on the streets of LA. But there's like just a bunch of those weird, and I love them all. So Angel would be a welcome discussion, except for four. We don't talk about four.
A lost genre, along with stuff along with stuff like Category 3. Like, there's so many genres that we actually have lost, and nobody ever talks about them or even kind of realizes it. I mean, they're very niche subgenres of certain things, but like, just alone, like finding out that about Category 3 films in the last year, I mean, or last 2 years, like fucking my mind's been blown. Shout out to Unearthed Films. Dr. Lamb is coming soon. So pre-order that shit. Also pre-order Christmas Cruelty. You'll know why.
We've already discussed.
Oh, did we? I forgot. we'll be all over that bitch. So make sure you check out and pick up the Blu-ray from Unearthed Films.
I meant said rewrapped our shooting, so.
Sweet. So, yeah, let's rate this one.
I'm then sorry to do that.
But, yeah, and then plug this shit. So, for me, I'm a 4 out of 5. Really loved it. And like I said, I would say, I'm trying to think, do I take it over Sisters? Probably my 4th favorite episode. I don't know if I take it over Sisters Keeper.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, I definitely don't over Sisters Keeper. It's probably my 4th also over Safe Sex. Yeah, I was going back between 3.5 and 4, but I did have fun with this. So rating on my enjoyment, I'm going to go with the 4.
Nice. All right. So, yeah, definitely check this one out, especially if you're a Freddy fan, you won't be disappointed. And make sure you check out all our social medias. Links are in the description. Also, patreon.com/fleshwoundfeatures starts at just $1 and you get exclusive early and uncensored content. So nice bang for your buck there. Also, check out our Flesh Wound Features website and our Teespring store. Got a lot of merch in there. Like I said, those links are all in the description. And got anything else, Todd, before we get the fuck out of here?
No. Good night.
Stay sick, motherfuckers.